This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I screwed up today when I got to work. I think I did something.
I'm so glad he's admitting.
What, do you know something he did?
No, but it's just nice to hear.
Oh, that other people?
Yeah.
Do you think anybody screws up as bad as you do?
No.
Okay.
I'm surprised I still have a job.
I was like, you know what? Never mind. Aaron makes a great point.
I was. Great. I don't know why. I was thinking about, we've just got a lot of major things on the horizon that we're doing as a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about little things, times I've screwed up in my career. And then I was like, that's my career here at this radio station spans decades.
Yeah.
And as I was categorizing all my mistakes, I started to build a chart of Aaron's mistakes next to it. And I was like, yikes, this girl has gotten after it. I mean, you have dwarfed my career in the size and scope of mistakes you've made.
Yes, but I also make up for it doing other things, so it's fine.
Oh my God. Sorry. Most of the mistakes Aaron's made, we can't talk about for legal reasons.
Yeah.
But I will say, you've changed the landscape of the way things work around here forever. Anyway, so, under the blanket of Aaron's protection, you now know what, like, yeah. You can make almost any mistake, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good.
Yeah. I've made mistakes before. They were like, that's probably Aaron. I'm like, yeah, you know how she is.
She is. You know how she do.
So today we had snow and the parking lot is just all slush, you know, as the sun comes out, it's just all slushy or whatever. So I'm wearing my boots and I walk into the building and I open the door into our lobby, and it's like a big lobby, the main level of our building. You know, you just see out the other door, and I open the door and I step in and I see the very nice cleaning lady is standing.
Oh my God.
She's standing there in the lobby.
Oh my God. We did the exact same thing today. Keep going. Don't stop.
She's standing there with her mop.
Oh God. This
having just finished mopping the entire lobby, which is a very big, it's like two sides of the building. It's open. It's huge.
Yeah.
And I just know I'm slushy, and it's awkward of like, I gotta get to the elevator. So I was wiping my feet like I normally do, but I feel like I gave it an extra few minutes.
But for perspective, for people don't understand, you described it, but not enough. Like, you can see all the way, like, you enter on one side of the building, but this building isn't that wide. So
it's,
you can
like
see all the way across.
It's like a capital I, where it has like the long, the two thing, and then the middle row connecting it.
Yes.
But you can see all the way through.
And in the day, the sunlight from the other side of the building, like, when I came in, because she had begun her mopping, where she had been, it's like going to an Avs game right after they Zamboni.
Because
the light is reflecting off of it.
Okay.
And you can see all the like footprints and grossness where she hasn't been.
Oh.
And just the sheer, just you want to go out and score a goal on it, cleanliness. Yeah. And what you're getting at is, when you arrived, she had finished the whole rink.
She had, yeah. She was, I think, because we go in different sides of the, so the sun is reflecting a different way.
Yes.
So I come in and it's just like, oh, it's all
it's
clean.
Done
and
the
she's
whole
just
way.
She's standing there, kind of leaning on the mop, kind of wiping her brow, like,
and examining.
Man, like, I just worked my butt off to clean this, and then my dumbass walks in, like, well.
Do you not like? I aggressively wipe my feet, and then
it's not enough.
I walk on the side. Like, I
you
go.
There's no side.
You can a little bit.
What are you going to do? Like hold on, like the climb
floor,
the
skate. The floor is lava style.
No, you can't. There's yes. no way. There's no
but
way.
It, does it kind
of
look
furniture
like
furniture? You hop on.
You're only going to get one quarter of the way to the elevators that way.
Yeah, and doesn't it kind of look like I'm avoiding her because she's standing there and
no,
I?
No, she
to
knows what you're doing, but it's futile.
Yeah. Or like you can so always bad. Just be like, "Hi, so sorry." That's what I do. Like,
do you know what I did? Which is almost as well, dumb well,
I'm
as what,
glad you were in this position.
Did
too.
You do what? Like I just did. You want to say what you did? Because I know what I did.
I did the wipe. I kind of gave the very feeble hand raise. Like
there's one more step. There's one more step. What'd you, one more step.
And then kind of the tiptoe.
There you go. The tiptoe. It's the dumbest thing. Like there's so much dirt on your feet that it's just falling off. Even though you're tiptoeing, you're leaving a bigger footprint because
yes.
you're like a T-Rex that mm-hmm. just came out of the tar pits. You're just like knocking crap everywhere.
Is that what
100%.
Is that what you did too?
I tiptoed,
okay.
But she only did half. She had only done like in front of the elevators. So I only did like six steps into her thing and I did hug the wall. So I hugged the wall, hit one of the buttons.
Mission impossible.
I did. I
you
swear to God.
Down from the ceiling to avoid the floor.
But then as like I'm sitting there, I'm hugging the wall, I hit the button, and then it's like, bing, an elevator door opens, and it's on the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But I did it in one step. I did like one giant
leap
and then shoulder rolled into the elevator.
And she applauded you.
She was like, nice. And then she remopped.
Oh, no. It's just never ending.
So you came after me. So she had already, like, she hates everyone on this floor.
Okay.
So how did it end? Was she just.
She looked like she just didn't want to. She didn't really look at me. She just kind of like. Just, I'm not impressed by the tiptoeing.
Right, let's head back down there, drop some cash on her.
Okay, yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.